What up, what up, what up? It's your girl, Mimi Moments. Welcome back to another episode of the Mimi Moments podcast. I've been gone for a while because I've been trying to, you know, as always, get it together, figure out what I'm doing in this big old world, where am I going, and also trying to get together what type of content I wanted to share on my podcast. Like, I don't want to come on and, like many people, no shade, you know, no shade at all. Just creating content for the sake of creating content with no depth or thought behind it, or not really authentically sharing anything, just talking to talk, is not something that I'm trying to do with my podcast. But if you're into hearing what I have to say about the goings-ons in my life, stay tuned. Today, all I'm doing is talking about matcha. And the reason why I'm doing this is because a huge chunk of my money, time, energy, and focus has been going to matcha lattes as of late, and I've never been addicted to a drink before, and I just wanted to know if there was anyone out there in the interworld that could relate to my matcha mania. So living in New York City, you know, things get really trendy, and all of a sudden they're everywhere, and I've never been sucked into most of it, mainly because I'm too cheap, right? So I've never been into like the Starbucks fraps and like, you know, all the other cool drinks and the iced teas and all the lattes. I'd never been like a coffee addict in the morning. But now I find myself having serious cravings when it comes to matcha. And for those of you who don't know what matcha is, matcha powder comes from green tea leaves. It's supposed to give you the same boost of energy that coffee does, with also added health benefits such as improving your digestive system and helping with your blood. So it's supposed to be like the healthy caffeine boost for, and it's supposed to help people who are addicted to coffee wean off of coffee. So speaking as someone who's never been addicted to coffee, I'm starting to think that I have a matcha addiction, okay? I crave it. I have serious urges, and like now I'm starting to like try to figure out how to make matcha at home so I can have more of it and buy and like figuring out the best matcha powders. My favorite combination, matcha with oat milk and honey, obsessed. Like this morning I almost choked. I almost choked on my latte. I was like, I felt like a junkie, like that was getting their fix. Like, it's really that intense. I've never gotten much energy from coffee, and I think that's because I always load it up with so much sugar and creamer. But matcha, even though it's mostly milk, my iced lattes, the matcha powder packs such a punch that I feel the energy. I'm just like talking a mile a minute. I'm like buzzing. No joke. I don't know if anybody else can relate to this. This was me talking about my matcha addiction. I love matcha from Cha Cha Matcha. There's a place called Paper Coffee at the Maid Hotel who makes amazing matcha with oat milk. Obsessed. So I'm spending about $6.75 a day, every day, on matcha. And I'm moving on to the next phase. I'm in transition right now where I'm going to start making homemade matcha, and I'll let you know how that goes. I've also had matcha ice cream today. After having my matcha latte, I went and got matcha ice cream. Obsessed. So good. The perfect amount of sweet and bitter from this place called Best Friends, BESFREN. If you're in New York City, definitely try it. It's so good. Soft serve matcha ice cream mixed with taro. Amazing. I am a matcha-holic. My name is Mimi, and I am addicted to matcha. Thank you so much for listening to my little spiel about matcha. Have you tried it? What did you think about it? Is it all that? Are you addicted like me? Can you totally relate? What's your drink of choice that's got you hooked and spending all your money? Let me know. Let's interact. Thanks for listening. See you when I see you.